please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
One advantage of attending Stonybrook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer with a complete sentence. For example, if I say, the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say, no, the price of a train ticket is
right.
$20.
Yeah.
Great. So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of the bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11. No, I'm saying the price of bus ticket is $11.
Next one.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I'm saying in the West Village I can watch foreign movies.
Okay. Next one.
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretched from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is Highland Park, which was built on an old train 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the Highland Park above street level?
Yes, the Highland Park is above street level. No, the Highland Park is at 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It is located in North Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is a part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Right. The cloister is a part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the cloister is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continent of North America and South America are linked by Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in American continent is located in Andes.
Thank you. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent consists of North and South America. No, the Rocky Mountains is located in North America. In order to make drive safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that the car can cross into the other line, where a solid line means that the car cannot cross into the other line.
A solid line means that cars cannot passing to the other lane, right?
Yes, a solid lane the solid line means the car cannot cross into another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
Two-way roads uses two-way roads uses yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. The wildlife is more frequently found in rural area.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, the agriculture is more often an income in rural area.
Okay.